advocates say Senate Bill 40 does something simple. It would bring the Colorado Open Records Act into the 21st century by requiring state agencies to provide information in a digital format if feasible. That means providing a database or a spreadsheet. It's a contrast to how government sometimes responds by printing what's in a database on paper or providing it in a format that can't be analyzed with a computer program.
These are the people's records. You know, we are the custodians. We are the stewards of these records.
That's Democratic Senator John Kafalas of Fort Collins. He's the main sponsor of the bill. Last year, a similar measure failed amid concerns about costs and privacy, including how to handle sensitive personal information that could be embedded in metadata. But a bipartisan group worked on those issues last year. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams, a Republican, was among them.
Too often, we in government don't make information easily accessible to people. This bill makes it easier for Coloradans to get the documents in a format that they can use. And it's not always for government to say, well, I don't like what you might do with that information. It is the public's data.
The proposal doesn't require digital records to be provided if it's not technologically possible, if private information can't be removed, if special programming is required, or if it could cause safety or security problems. Still, some remain wary of releasing information digitally, including Doug Kemper, who heads Colorado Water Congress, a statewide water advocacy group. He worries that by making it easier to search and sort data, that would put Colorado's water infrastructure at risk.
You also create a situation where an entity could go out and look for multiple weak points in the system and attack them.
Others fear staffers could make mistakes and accidentally release confidential private data that isn't subject to open records law, like health information. Eric Bergman is with Colorado Counties, Inc., a nonprofit that represents county commissioners.
What I'm nervous about is a small Kit Carson County clerk who's going to think they've redacted something. Even when you delete something sometimes, it's not really gone, which just keeps me up at night.
Journalists, lawyers, businesses, activists, and concerned citizens all file open records requests, and a common practice for governments across the state is to print what's in databases. That can be costly if the agency charges per page. Democratic Senator Steve Fenberg of Boulder says mistakes can still happen under the current system.
To me, in some ways, it seems like making a ton of photocopies and having pages that, you know, on various pages that a social security number could exist is just as likely to accidentally result in providing that information, if not more likely.
The measure has roots in a conflict that happened 2 years ago between the Fort Collins Coloradoan newspaper and Colorado State University. Lauren Gustis, the newspaper's chief editor, testified that the paper asked for data on salaries and was told to go to the library.
Where a 145-page document with nearly 5,000 names and salary figures for CSU faculty was being housed.
The newspaper then requested an electronic spreadsheet kept by the university, but that request was denied. Gustis says a reporter spent 3 weeks creating a database. Advocates for the bill say it shouldn't be that difficult to access information that is legally public and that the university had in a simple file. The measure passed the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee by a vote of 4-1. The lone Republican no vote, Senator Jerry Sonnenberg from Sterling, called the measure a nightmare. Two other Republicans and a Democrat, while voting in favor, expressed concerns. Mike Krause, with the right-leaning think tank, the Independence Institute, criticized the political establishment for dragging their feet.
There's a stakeholder group that has not had its hand on this bill yet, and that's the voting public. My experience says that the Colorado public is much, much more supportive of transparency than are many of the stakeholder groups within this building.
But while it cleared its first hurdle, advocates say the bill's long-term fate is uncertain. They say several last-minute amendments could derail the bill, including one that could potentially make fewer government records open to the public. Supporters say they will be assessing the impacts of those amendments before the bill comes up for its next debate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.